Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio caring 24 hours a day.
657 AM.
Hello, 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 hello. Very good afternoon to you. And starting off the third and final hours, Girlie Roberts, and all to you. It's that time of the week. It's Financial Conversations with Blessing Dabula. My Blessing, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and how are you doing, my looks?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you. Connection looking super good, my girl. Super good. Welcome. I love to
see
it. I love to see it. So what do you have for us this afternoon?
You know what? In Cape Town for a change today, it's very hot.
You're proving something. Somebody said to me, could it be the weather? And I said, yep. Even the internet is a bit windily when it's windy. It does turn south.
No, today the internet will not. Today the internet will not give us any problems.
Love to hear it. Now, what do you have for us today, my Blessing?
I want us to prepare financially for 2026. Already in October, I'm saying let's financially plan for the year ahead and what tools to use. In order for us to be prepared for 2026. While somebody can say, but already last week we were planning against being broke in January.
Planning against being broke in January. Yep, that's us preparing you.
So you're not going to be broke. If you listen to last week's podcast or session, you're not going to be broke in January. And then also if you plan for 2026 now, don't wait until those who plan in January. By the time it's January, you've already started kicking in the year. You've lived in 2026 from end of October, November, you're already in 2026, December. When they are planning about next year or the other ones, you are already swimming in 2026. So take it's very, very vital. Why do you need to plan for 2026 ahead of time? Each year you need to plan ahead of the year so that you are not taken unawares by circumstances that happen in your life. You know, there's inflation. You can research now. This is the time for you to start researching about any inflationary plans, any interest rates, you know, that may be coming, you know, from the Reserve Bank. These are things that you need to plan for, especially, you know, like if you want to invest in assets in the following year, whether it's a business or at home, you want to buy a house. These are things that you need to study about and understand. What are the economic conditions of your country? How is it going to look like next year? What are the causes of the unemployment rate at this point in time? How is it going to affect me? How is it going to affect my family? These are things that you need to plan. You don't just find yourself being unemployed. Because there's a plan. If unemployment doesn't just show up. It's those who are unplanned that most of the time will find themselves being victims of these things when you don't plan.
True.
Right. What is your plan in terms of your finances, you know? Are you happy with the level of income that you are earning? These are questions that you're going to be asking yourself. Do you have any plans for salary increase, for promotion? And if you have any interest for salary increase or promotion, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to make sure that next year you are promoted? What's the plan? Do you need to go and study? Do you need to register maybe for a certain course that you need to start? So you need to study. For example, if you see someone at your workplace who is, let's say you are an accountant and you want to move to becoming a financial manager, How do you move from being an accountant to becoming a financial manager? What are the things, steps that you need to take?
Yeah.
Do you maybe need to go and do some course, you know? These are plans. Whilst the registrations are going to be taking place in January, February, and some universities even March,
mm-hmm.
do you need to do something to upgrade your skills, you know? So those are the...
You're reminding me of a dilemma my sister and I are in right now. I had a conversation with her. She's getting an opportunity, but this opportunity is for her to go study full time. She has four children. One which my mom can support. Three, the other dad is quite involved in the fees. And I said to her, listen, maybe you may have to, because I don't want her to miss out on the opportunity. It's a partnership between a particular department in South Africa, and it's a CETA and a university this side of the country. And I had a chat with her. There's a bit, everybody's skeptical. The parents are like, oh, but how much will you get? Are you going to be able to? And I said to her, look, how much will you be getting? Just ask. She sent an email 2 days ago and she got an answer now. So I said to her, let's strategize, man. If the school fees for the two children that you pay for can be paid, we can ask mom and say for 1 year, carry the one child. She's carried that child before my sister got a promotion. I said to her, we'll ask mama to carry that child. The two, we will pay school fees with the stipend. They'll eat what I eat. You come and live with me. I push in the grocery side. We live. It's just 1 year, blessing. 1 year.
I like the example you are giving, because if it's going to involve other parties in the family, you can't just come and hijack people in January and say you want to go to school.
Yep.
You can't just hijack people in February and say, I've thought about it. I'm thinking of upgrading. Planning ahead.
Yeah.
It's going to involve other stakeholders in the family that are going to need to also pull in their resources in helping you achieving your goals. So it's a very important time, not time to be going around to every event. Of course, attend events, but just be very focused right now, because you need to make very important decisions. I always like the platform of Radio Pulpit. I could say prayerfully prepare.
Yep.
Involve the Holy Spirit in prayer and in the study of the word in these preparations, even which university you need to go to, which course you need, because there are people who have done certain courses and later they found out that it's not helping them in the direction that they wanted to go to. Because you didn't prayerfully and research after that. You didn't prayerfully involve the Holy Spirit, and then you do research in terms of that particular thing that you want to achieve. I like that. I like that example. And then the next thing to also do at your workplace, check and do a visibility study of, will the company that you are working in have the ability to carry all the employees in the next 5 years? Or the next 10 years? How's the economic condition of the organization where you are working? You don't want to be caught unawares by restructuring. The company saying they're restructuring by October, or they're restructuring in June, and you find yourself without a job. These are things that you need to, obviously you're not going to go and bother the CEO now. Just do your own personal study of the company, the health of the company. Is it a place that you can plan that in the next 3 or 5 years, or even if, because the Holy Spirit can tell you that, stay there, I'm going to help you. You've got the change, you've got the ability to turn around the situation of the company. But if you don't have that ability, don't stay. Make plans to move to another place. you also don't just want to move just because you heard that there's going to be restructuring and move and be without a job and be unemployed.
Mm.
So when you are planning in advance, you are planning against, you are avoiding certain circumstances that you get to foresee by planning ahead.
Mm.
So you get to foresee certain things and you tell yourself that I don't want to go through this, therefore I'm going to detour and take this route so that I make sure that I don't go through a season of unemployment in my life.
Yeah.
I don't go through a season of, because things are very expensive, you can't afford certain things. When you plan your finances well, even when prices take a hike, you're not gonna feel it.
True.
Because you have prepared.
True.
When interest rates go up, when the governor of the Reserve Bank comes and says they're increasing the interest rates, you're not going to feel it in your bond because you already had made those plans in terms of maybe you've been paying more in terms of like your bond because you were anticipating that. So you're not going to be feeling all those things.
Mm.
These are things that you need to plan as in now. If you are a business, can your business at the level that it's in carry you to more desired levels? If not, what are you going to do about it next year? It's time to increase the sales, or it's time to introduce a new product as a business. Because you can see that, okay, at this level that we're going, we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves for the next 3 or 4 years. This is the time. You need to have such thoughts. What are the prospects, you know, of bigger things in terms of like things that you plan to do even in your workplace, or things that you want to do like in adding your income, not only depending on your employer. What are the things that you can do to add value to the community and to also add value to your own income? Those are things that you need to think about right now.
Start planning.
Have plans of investing in assets because it gives value to your own balance sheet as a person.
Accountant kicks in.
If you don't have any assets, my goodness.
It's a tough one.
It's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade.
Mm.
Even if they stole you because you don't have, and even if they stole you, the thugs, they can only take your cell phone.
And really?
They
throw
you out of the car.
You've got nothing to give them. Wow, blessing.
It's time to think about planning to buy a house, buy a car, buy shares. I don't mean shares because you want to own a company. No, buy shares as an investment, maybe for your children's education. These are assets that you need to own. And as a business, yes, you've been functioning, and I've spoken about it this whole year, that don't move to an office if you cannot afford it now.
Hey, work from home, my friend.
Work from home. Maybe now, for the kind of clients that you want to attract, it's time to look for an office, obviously, that you can afford, in a place that you can afford.
True.
Think in those lines, because of the kind of clients that you want to attract, you feel uncomfortable bringing them to your home. You know, your office at home, and you want to meet them at the office in Sandton or in Cape Town CBD or in Waterfront, you know, make those plans So be decisive about it and make bold moves, you know, at the beginning of the year, or which quarter of the year are you planning? Are you seeing that, okay, you're going to be able to make those moves? You want to buy a house? Do research. How am I going to? We spoke about buying a house the other time. Go back to the, I mean, we have in our website, the Radio Pulpit website, you've got podcasts. You can go and listen to that portion of how do you prepare to buy a house and make those plans to buy the house next year. We want to hear those testimonies that you've made plans. You are buying a house. You are buying a car. Also, give you my takes.
You're reminding me of my days in the bus. I used to run after the bus and I was always late. And I would look at it sometimes leaving me behind. I'm like, one of these days I'll have my own kind. I won't have to run after you. And God did indeed do it. The Lord did indeed do it.
And I mean, you drive a very nice
See, the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. We've just got to believe that.
I'm telling you, create emergency funds. I've spoken about this over and over and over. Have a portfolio of different investments. Have a portfolio of different, these are things that you plan. When you do not plan, you become a victim of everything in life.
Listen.
And you don't plan, you become a victim of everything and a victim of everyone. You want to move to a better, to a place to stay that's closer to work. You've not been saving. You don't have a deposit. You find places to stay, but now they're asking for deposit. You can't. You can't pop out the deposit because you've not been planning. You don't have any savings.
Yeah.
You chow all your money when you get it.
You chow all your
and
money.
And probably you will say, but blessing, you don't understand. I just get everything and it goes. It's there. There's something that you can sacrifice that is there. Sacrifice your wigs that you are buying.
Yep.
Sacrifice your nails. There's your deposit. It's in your nails. There's your deposit. It's in your head. There's your deposit. It's in the clothes you buy every month. Your deposit is in the events you attend every... You don't have to go to Vachon Michel. He's coming. You don't have to go to Vachon Michel
warning
if
you.
You're looking for deposit.
Guys, I'm warning you now. The one person who says you don't have to go will be there because she has planned. She'll tell you, I'll tell me, Nandu, I saved for it. I remember the last time I'm like, no, but Blessing didn't have this conversation. She said, no, I said, if you can't afford it, Mina, I planned for it. I know you very well.
Don't go to Vachon Michel if you've not planned for that ticket. If you don't have a deposit and you want to move to go and rent so that you can stay close to work, you don't have the ticket for Vachon. But if you've planned for your ticket, if you've planned for your deposit, definitely go to Vachon Michel. We'll be there.
Oh, man. Yep.
And then do a debt audit. Understand what you owe and approach your creditors and make arrangements for planning. Plan to get out of debt in 2026. It's possible to be out of debt. It's possible to owe no man but love, like the Bible says. So it's a plan that you're going to make. We have spoken before about how to get out of debt. If you remember, beginning of the year, we spoke about how to get out of debt. Make those plans that in 2026, you're going to stay. You're not going to depend on your credit card or the overdraft, even to pay salaries. There are companies who need an overdraft to pay salaries. As a businessman or businesswoman, you can get out of that quagmire. I don't want to call it. It's not a curse. It's some form of relief. There's a business I do of loaning cash. I always say that it's just a relief. It's not something that once you now keep on coming three times, four times, I get worried about you that
what's wrong?
What's wrong? So even with a credit card, you're leaving. There was a day I had to cut the credit card, cut it into pieces. I don't need it. And when you cut it into pieces, you've made a decision. You may not.
Yeah.
It's when you have planned that I'm not going back there. I may not know as it now. In my plans, I've told myself that I'm going to discipline myself so much that I'm not going to depend on this thing to meet up with the to try and save myself.
Yeah.
You need to do that. Because the more you live on the overdraft and the credit card, the more you're dipping yourself deep into debt.
True.
And therefore, make sure that you're making 2026 that year that you're going to get out. If you have a child who's going for initiation next year, plan in advance. Plan in advance. There are people who don't plan and they just go to Capitec and go and make a loan.
Sure.
For umgidi. Didn't you know for 18 years, for 17 years, didn't you know that you have a boy and therefore at 18, he's going to need to go to the initiation school. And therefore you knew for 17 years, but you didn't plan. You didn't plan. Now you're embarrassing the child.
Ish.
Or he wants to go. He wants to go funeka yongena with so and so from next door. Come out of that. And, you know, plan in advance. Metric dance next year. Don't embarrass the child. Plan in advance. You know that the child is doing metric next year and therefore in September she's going to need to go to a metric dance. Plan. Get the dress in you can get the dress by March.
Yeah. I saw a girl who's
was that viral story of a girl who didn't get the dress
that came last minute.
Yes.
Sure.
So do due diligence and a first year student who's going to university. I mean, by now you already should. I have a story, but it's just not for on air to tell. But I had prepared. I was ready. My daughter is doing her last year this year. On her first year, like, oh God.
Is she also in accounting?
I had all the money. No. My daughter told me that Ahmed is for you, mommy. It's not for me.
I like that. She went her own way. I love it.
Yeah, no, she was like, if I force to do maths, I'm going to be trying to take your brain and I don't have that brain.
Wow.
And she was like, let me do my own thing that I'm comfortable with. And she did that. But it's good to plan so that you don't get disappointed, you know, by someone saying, I'm going to pay for the child's registration. And then the guy doesn't show up.
Listen,
at the time. That,
listen. Like, I kind of get the story now. I kind of get it. Don't worry.
Because sometimes the fathers of our children, they just disappoint like that.
And they'll promise the kids.
If you are a mommy who's like me, who's always on the guns financially, you will not give, the child will not have tears and be crying. You are ready. That is what I have for today. I hope that we can get the impact of this one of the day.
Wow. Thank you so much, Blessing. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And trust me, it does transform a life or two. We really appreciate this. And have a lovely afternoon further.
Same to you, Lux. Alrighty. Bye.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.